Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting there's been a new U.S. homelessness tally.
Homelessness in the U.S. went up 18% as affordable housing remains out of reach for many people. That's a dramatic rise, driven mostly by a lack of affordable housing, as well as devastating natural disasters and a surge of migrants in several parts of the country. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development said that federally required tallies taken across the country in January found that close to 800,000 people were counted as homeless. That increase comes on top of a rise from 2023, which the department blamed on soaring rents and the end of pandemic assistance. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Relatives of former Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad have been arrested as they tried to fly out of Lebanon. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Lebanese officials say the wife and daughter of one of deposed Syrian President Bashar Assad's cousins have been arrested at the Beirut airport. They were attempting to fly out with allegedly forged passports. The wife of Durayd Assad, son of former Syrian Vice President Rifat Assad, and their daughter were smuggled into Lebanon and were trying to flee to Egypt when they were arrested. Rifat Assad flew out the day before on his real passport and was not stopped, officials say. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. officials say the United States is expected to announce it will send another $1.25 billion in military assistance to Ukraine. It's part of a push by the Biden administration to get as much aid to Kyiv as possible before leaving office on January 20th. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 418 points, the Nasdaq dropped 1,298. This is SRN News. More trouble for Christians in Sudan.
Believers make up about 5% of the population in the mostly Muslim nation, and these days they are between the hammer and the anvil. The Muslim government is fighting Muslim rebels, and both sides are taking shots at Christians whenever they can. This week, the Sudanese Air Force bombed a church outside Khartoum, killing several people. Muslim rebels have been torching churches. The civil war has been going on for nearly 2 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of NFL players are using their fame as an opportunity to talk about their Christian faith. The Detroit Lions are one of the best teams in the league this season, and kicker Jake Bates discussed his faith in a recent primetime NBC interview. Quarterback C.J. Stroud of Houston, Kirk Cousins of Atlanta, and Lamar Jackson of Baltimore, along with Ravens coach John Harbaugh, are among the many in the league who speak publicly about their faith. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The stock's closing lower as Wall Street ends a holiday-shortened week. On a down note, the S&P 500 fell 1.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 0.8% was down. The NASDAQ Composite dropped 1.5%. The Magnificent Seven stocks weighed on the market, led by declines in NVIDIA, Tesla, and Microsoft. Even with the loss, the S&P 500 had a modest gain for the week and still headed for its second consecutive annual gain of more than 20% for the first time. That's happened since 1997-98. The Dow was down 333 points, closing at 42,992. The NASDAQ losing 298 to 19,722. The S&P 500 dropped 66 points to 5,970. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.